Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 107, verses 23 to 32. Redemption, and it's the fourth picture, picture four. Psalm 107, verses 23 to 32. You remember that these four pictures are illustrating the great theme of God as Redeemer, God as Deliverer. These poor people are in various kinds of trouble, lost in the desert, locked in prison, or whatever it might be. And in this passage now, this fourth picture, the scene is of sailors at sea. Others went on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. Here are men who have seen the works and the power and the glory of God firsthand, the waves rising, the planets at night, and so on. They've seen it in the heavens. They've seen this wonderful evidence of God's work. But then God has stirred up a tempest. The storm has come, and here they are. The tempest is stirred up. The waves are lifted high. Verse 26 here. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. And in their peril, these sailors found their courage all melted away. Here they are, reeling and staggering like drunken men. They come to their wits' end, and they cry out to the Lord in their trouble. It's a picture of redemption and deliverance and salvation and rescue. The tempest has come. They've seen these works of God. The pounding waves. All hope is gone. Remember the book of Jonah. The sailors are at the end of their tether. They're reeling and staggering. They're at their wits' end. They're frightened. They're lost. You remember that passage in Acts when Paul was on the vessel and they were just beaten across the Mediterranean in a storm. It's a terrible thing. The Mayflower, the terrible sufferings they had in the storms, and the jackscrew event and so on. When they had to seal the leak, they could have gone under. And it's a picture of the sinner in his distress, at his wit's end, lost, don't know where they are, beaten off course. It's not one of your modern liners surviving through the waves, no. It's a sailing vessel beaten all over the place and driven at the winds and tide. And then they cry out to God, and they look to him, and God in his sovereign mercy, power and compassion hears their cry. He brings them out of their distress. He stills and calms the storm. It goes down to a whisper. The waves drop. They come into a great calm. And then they're guided into their desired haven. Oh, let men give thanks to the Lord, is the psalmist's word. Let him exalt him for his kindness, his compassion, and his mercy. Now, why am I speaking on this? What is in Scripture? What point am I trying to make? In all these four pictures, trying to encourage any poor sinner listening to me. Wait. My friend, do you feel helpless? Desperate? Do you think things are out of control? Do you think you're just like a pinball being hit about all over the place, like waves bashing against the deck and sinking you? You're at the mercy of random forces. You're at the mercy of tide and wind. You're staring death in the face. Are you facing eternity? Well, you really are. You need to face it. Are you desperate? This is for you, my friend. Cry to the Lord. In what way? Cry to Christ. Of course, here we're in the Old Covenant. It's still in picture, in illustration form, in shadow. Come into the New Testament. Whosoever shall look to the Lord Jesus Christ shall find in him salvation beyond description, redemption from all their sins. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth all who trust him from all their sins. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. If we look to him, Jesus Christ the righteous. What will you look to him then, my friend, and give thanks to the Lord, that he will have mercy upon you? For he will come and welcome to Jesus Christ. Come unto me, says he, and I will in no wise cast you out. That's the picture here. Frustrated, helpless, desperate, lost. Nowhere to go. There is. Look upward, my friend. God has set before you an open door that no man can shut. Call upon Christ. Then they cried, and the Lord heard, and he had mercy upon them, and he brought them out of their distress. My friend, you better mark your Bible at verse 28. Then they cried, no, put your name. Then I cried out to the Lord in my trouble, in my sin, in my distress. And verse 29, he stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves were hushed. And then verse 30, then I was glad. Put your name there. For it became calm, and he guided me into my desired haven, into the blessed haven of peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, do it now, I plead with you.